Welcome to Babbling Books, a podcast about books and the authors behind them. I'm your host, Lily. You can find me on Twitter at BabblingLily and follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it to get updates when new episodes come out. That is every other Monday, unless I'm on a summer hiatus. So today I'm going to be interviewing Gretchen Primack, poet and author of two poetry books. They're incredible poetry books called Visiting Days and Kind. This interview was hosted by my school's book fair. Yes, it appears again. And I'd just like to say thank you to my school librarian, Robin, for making this all possible. So without further ado, the amazing Gretchen Primack. So Gretchen, what do you do and where are your works inspired by?
Well, I teach in prison. And I work a couple days a week at the fabulous indie bookstore, The Golden Notebook, which is such a pleasure. And I do a lot of activism, various kinds. And I also write. So my most recent book is, as you said, Visiting Days. And it imagines a maximum security prison like the ones where I have been teaching for a long time. And every poem is in the voice of somebody who is incarcerated in the prison or visiting someone who is incarcerated in the prison. So that's my most recent writing project.
And are these prisoners your real friends or that are in prison, or are they imagined characters?
They are imagined characters because my friends can speak for themselves. So I don't want to put words in their mouths. I want to put words in imaginary men's mouths and imaginary women's mouths.
So what inspired you to write poetry as opposed to other forms of writing about the, or published poetry about these prisons?
You know, for many, many years, the way that I most want to express myself in terms of my writing is through poetry. I don't know why. I don't even read as much poetry as I read fiction, but there it is. It just wants to come out that way. So rather than writing essays about, say, my experience working with incarcerated men, I just want to write these poems about it.
So could you read one of your short poems from your book, Visiting Days?
Sure. Do you have a preference, having heard a few? I think I'll just do my favorite poem in the book, which is inspired by a friend of mine who went vegan in prison as a way of renunciation of violence in his life. And I am also vegan, so we really bonded and have become, you know, good friends over the years. So again, this isn't in his voice, but it is in the voice of a man inspired by him. And this man's name is Knowledge. I honor life by not taking it anymore. Not a fish's life, not a calf's, no one's brother or child. I did violence. I put it between my teeth, and it formed my blood, and I took blood. Now I eat what they ate in Eden before violence. Now I ask forgiveness for the life I've taken that wasn't mine to take. The man and the calves and fishes, the chicks and their mothers. The cops laugh. Their work is domination. They lord over, and some men on the block call themselves kings. But I am done with that. In every soul of me, every body.
Thank you. And we're doing this at a school, so everybody's yelling and shouting at the most inopportune moments. They're like, I know what's happening in the interview. Let's all shout.
Yeah.
So how do you think your poetry about the prison system compares to your poetry about, like, veganism, which is what your book Kind is about, or poetry that you've read about other topics?
Well, I like to write poetry that's about raising consciousness. And the fact is that a lot of issues that progressive activists care about, I feel are the same thing, which is about power and the exploitation of powerful over powerless or less powerful. And that is extremely dangerous. And we see that when we try to group people or other sentient beings into nameless, faceless masses. So, you know, the crisis at the border is because there's this nameless, faceless mass of people who want to invade our country and bring drugs and rape into our country. You know, that's absurd. But it's a way for the powerful to exploit the powerless. Same with incarceration, same with animals who we exploit for food or clothing or entertainment. Can be said of other marginalized groups as well.
Thank you. So what, you said that you've read a lot more fiction than you did poetry. What do you read, especially while you're working on a poetry book, and how do you think that influences what you write?
Well, I read pretty widely. And in terms of this book, I was drawing not only on my own experience. I've spent about 14 years in and out of prisons. And, you know, my friends and asking them questions and asking them to read these poems as men who have been incarcerated or are currently incarcerated. But I also read other poets who have been incarcerated. I read other memoirs of people who have been incarcerated. I also read the book Just Mercy by Bryan Stevenson, who is absolutely amazing and started the EJI, which has been incredibly important to help get people out of prison who should not be there, which is the case all too often. So a number of different texts, pretty widely, and also actually fiction that is set in prison or involves incarcerated people.
So what is your process while you're writing a poetry book? Do you sit down and write a poem every day, or do you take a lot of time writing one and editing one? So what's your process in publishing, and what's your process in writing?
Well, in writing, it really runs the gamut. I think the first poem that I started for this collection, took months, and then some of them sort of jump out of me. Once I realized that I had a project, that I wanted to make a complete book, and that it was going to be shaped this way, that it imagines a prison, and then it imagines the people who populate that prison, that gave me a structure to work with. And then I could say, well, whose voice should be in this book? And then I could write around that voice. The whole collection took, a couple years to do. Maybe even a little bit more, but obviously on and off. And then in terms of publishing, luckily the publisher sort of came to me, somebody who had read the collection, and he was formerly incarcerated, is also the poetry editor of a press. So he ended up reading it and then asking me if he could publish it with that press called Willow Books, and I was thrilled.
Thank you. So we have about 2 minutes left, so as quickly as you can, is there a reason that your book is organized the way it is? Is it organized the way that you wrote it? Is it organized? Does it get more, emotional, less emotional with different kinds of people? Like, what is the rhyme or reason, or is there any rhyme or reason?
It's a bit amorphous. I definitely pay attention to the structure. And I actually ended up laying out every poem on the floor and then making an order from it. But it's speaking the order more to diversity than to some sort of organized structure, because I want to make it clear people who are incarcerated are individuals, and they are as different from each other as all of us are out here. So I wanted the voices to reflect that. And the lack of order in terms of having some sort of smooth structure is intended to show the diversity and sort of randomness of the sensibilities of people who are incarcerated.
Thank you. So I think that's about it. So thank you, Gretchen Primack.
What a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Gretchen. You can find Gretchen Primack on her website, gretchenprimack.com. Now, Primack is spelled P-R-I-M-A-C-K, and then .com, or at one of her amazing events, which are in usually in upstate New York.
You can find me on Twitter at BabblingLily, and wherever you listen to podcasts, please follow and subscribe. So, you know, drop it on Twitter and tag me in a post, say hi, or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. So both of those would be greatly appreciated.
Once again, Gretchen's books are called Visiting Days and Kind, and they are incredible. So get them from your local indie, or if you have to, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So support Gretchen and support me. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Babbling Books. I'm glad you joined me.